This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, if you take 28 goals out of your lineup and potentially more because JJ's still a young player, what do you do? How do you replace that? What happens? And some of it can be the internal. The guys like the Jack Quinns of the world and Zach Benson's progressing in their own game. But to be honest with you, when I really boil it down, I think with the talent that we have, we weren't as focused or concerned about scoring goals. It's more, can we defend better? Can we be a team that is harder to play against, defensively plays the game more responsible, I guess would be a better way to say it. And I think both of these players, that's why we focus so much on them, will help in that regard. So that's a big part of it.
Kevin Adams, so the Sabres might be transitioning to, you know, a usable trait.
Not scoring goals.
Well, that's how someone mean would put it. That's one way to put it. Tougher to play against. Remember, it's just like, I don't want to sort of be two-faced here because we like that, right?
No,
like that.
Yep.
But
yep.
It's just sort of bad team talk. Teams without real cup aspirations, real high end, really don't waste your time with grit so much. Maybe, you know, they'll get asked about grit and then they'll say, oh, absolutely. But it's really just like not fundamental to the construct. You think it is?
Yeah.
I just think...
I think they don't get asked about it because they have it. You're not a cup contender right now without it.
You're not a cup contender without talent either.
Sure. I also agree.
So if you have that, maybe the point, the wrong point is to say, like, talking about it. Like, maybe that's not the right point. But it's just, I think you gravitate there when you don't have / can't get your hands on the top, you know... stars, basically. So you make it about...
Sure. No, it is a little... It's a bit of, you know... It's harder to play against... It's their turn.
Came up on the wheel.
They're getting picked early today because that's the thing that we weren't really good at. We did score... We were, what, top 10 in 5-on-5 scoring? You know, having skilled offensive players also should, in theory, help your power play, which... this team absolutely needs, but okay, that's another conversation, I suppose. But anyway, yeah, you spin the wheel. Like, we're not any good. What was our problem? You know, for a while it was scoring. Then, you know, 3 years ago they scored like crazy. Then they tried to pull back on that a little to toughen up and get more responsible defensively. I don't remember how often they talked about being harder to play against, but, you know, same thing. And that didn't work. And so they swung back, and now this year, this past season, scoring again, with the exception of the power play, somehow, anyway, but scoring better, defensive problems all over the ice, goaltending was a problem again, no surprise with defensive problems, and so now we're back to that. And it's a little like, you know, it's not the same thing, but it echoes of, we need a coach that everyone's going to – a discipline. We need a disciplinarian. Oh, we need a guy who's more friendly. Like, if you have the mean mustache, tough disciplinarian coach, and that doesn't work and you fire him, then you get the guy that is going to let you have the ping pong table. And then when that doesn't work – this is from straight out of the Bills draft drought handbook. When that doesn't work, then you pivot back to the tough guy again. And you just keep going. And that's where we are with the Sabres right now is, you know, we were small and soft. Everybody said it. And we believe it, and more importantly, we can sell it. Like we're going to change that about ourselves. Look, and the reason I am sort of, I don't know, do I sound conflicted about them right now? I'm not sure if I'm conflicted exactly. I like the effort that's being made in that area, but it cannot be at the expense of scoring goals and being talented and having a middle of the pack even power play. All things that they should be aspiring to do, that somehow has escaped any analysis during this offseason so far, that their power play was terrible despite this all these riches of talent that they had. So, like, we can afford to trade J.J. Paterka because we're going to score. We score. Okay, except when you really should with the man advantage, you don't, but all right.
Well, last year, they hired Lindy Ruff. I was at the event. I'm sure he said it numerous times. I was present for one of those times when he was talking about, you know, his feelings about the Sabres from afar. Like, what kind of team is it that you're inheriting, right? And he talked about how offense, my words, offense runs its course. Eventually, people figure you out. And that's what he said. I was sitting right next to him or right in front of him. He, like, eventually teams figure out how to defend you. So he got his hands on it. He got his hands on a team that had goal scoring ability, but he thought, among other things, that maybe the style of play was getting them beat. And what did we get? 10th in the league in goals, 29th in goals against, and a terrible power play, which I think is mostly coaching. Like, you don't have talent deficiency on the Sabres. So what did we get? We got a coach with tons of experience who we like that was the idea, I think, was to flip that. And it totally didn't happen, and they went the wrong way. They were worse as a team, you know, last year. So, whoops. And now I think maybe we're going to double down. Part of it is out of necessity. Do we really want to trade Paterka, or do we just feel like we had to? So this is how it is, you know. Goals are expensive. Third pair defensemen are not. The Josh Dones of the world are not. I mean, that's perfectly in line with the Sabres, you know, identity as a franchise. They don't want to spend. So, okay, we'll trade the young goal-scoring witch who, you know, not a perfect player, but it's going to cost us a lot of money. We'll do that. And, you know, this can always be adjusted. But I don't know, like, the weekend's over. And free agency is never their day. July 1st is just never their day. What would make it their day tomorrow?
I honestly don't even have a I don't even have
it's
a...
too far it's, yeah. from reality to right. even, like, ponder.
I'm not going to give anyone the speech about, you know, try to get in the room with Mitch Marner's people or something.
Forget it.
Come on, I can't even. No. So, no, I agree. Maybe the biggest surprise, and this doesn't even mean that it would be a good idea that it would work, but the biggest surprise tomorrow would be the Sabres finding a winger that credibly deserves $8 million a year and signing him. That would be mind-boggling. if the player wanted to do that, if they wanted to do that, it would blow my mind. So I rule that out. Like my best hope for offense right now is that once Brian Rust can't control where he goes anymore at 34, soon to be 34 years of age, that you can trade Bo Byram for him. That's, you know, and that doesn't have to happen tomorrow. Well, actually, that can't really happen until after tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Till noon. Well, once noon hits tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow.
That he's a free, then that no move is gone.
Okay.
And you could do that. That's the ceiling to me.
803-0550. Garrett is with us. Hello, Garrett.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just for context here, I'm a 21-year-old college kid, so I have suffered long and hard about watching the Sabres never make the playoffs, basically. And, you know, I wonder what, obviously you guys touched on how soft we've been, you know, pretty much forever. And I remember the days of, like, you know, Nick Deslauriers and even Foligno when he was around. And I just kind of wonder what your guys' thoughts were on our third round pick and his physical prowess that he had. And the new D coming in with the trade with Paterka, as much as I hated the Paterka trade as anyone else, I think, like you guys touched on earlier with Byram's situation, our defense has been a problem for years. And, yeah, I just wondered what your guys' thoughts were on kind of how we go about doing that. I know you guys talked about getting somebody like Bennett, and obviously that's not possible.
Bennett.
But I think we see success with the team.
What channel are you listening to?
Paul has stumped for Bennett the entire in an ideal world, that would be my target, basically. He never said it was a realistic idea that the Sabres could pull off, but if you could pick anybody, basically I would take Bennett before Marner.
Okay.
With something Paul
said. Well, apologies. I had never said it, but that's fine. I can feel fine about the defenseman they got. I have no opinion on a third-round draft pick and maybe never will. What are the odds?
I like how he reads on paper, but it's years away. I think if the guy can play, which it seems like he can, getting a guy described as the meanest player in the draft, I'm good. I like that idea.
Shouldn't that be a first-round pick?
If he
shouldn't the meanest
if he were,
player
if he
in the
were
draft?
A better player, yeah, then maybe
if he were a lot better,
yeah,
he would have gone in the first round.
Yeah,
that seems right.
Yeah, that's how that usually works.
I don't know. No offense, but I'm not. Life's too short for third round hockey picks. Just
that's all right.
Single digits percent chance of mattering.
I'm here. I care.
Good. So. Single digit percent chance historically of meaning anything to the big club. Nate is next. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys. I just had a comment on the Adams talking about basically just trying to get tougher and, you know, not without directly saying it, kind of saying we don't really need to be worrying about scoring. I just wonder, like, what era of hockey he's watching. I mean, not being able to score is, you know, great if he wants to be known as like the Islanders or the Devils, just absolutely boring teams to watch. But it also kind of puts yourself in a pickle on how, you know, repeat times like the Colorado games happen this year where, you know, you are up and you can't score, but if you have talent and actually can score, when you're like Colorado, you can actually come back in games. And I don't know, his strategy just kind of seems like, well, if we're down and, you know, we're just going to have to take the L
I want to stop you because I think you're subtly mischaracterizing what he is saying there. I don't think what you're hearing from him is that they don't care about goals or that goals aren't important and that you don't need to score goals. What he's telling you is, and this is, I mean, open fire if you need to here, you probably should. We have enough. Like, I'm not worried about losing Paterka's goal scoring because that's not a problem. We're going to get more from Benson. It's really the speech I was fearful of when I started talking about the trade of Paterka in the first place. As long as I don't get told we've got Quinn and Benson, then and you replace Paterka in some credible way, maybe even upgrade from Paterka in some credible way, then okay, because I like these pieces. They fit in nicely. They give you something you're lacking. Great. So he's not telling you goals aren't important. What he's telling you is they're not important to him right now because they think they have enough. And I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Maybe we'll get to take that car out for a ride and see how that goes. But I have a hard time believing you're going to just replace Paterka's offense with the guys that are here. I don't see it.
Just want to add, he might not actually think it. He's saying that he does.
Okay.
I mean, right?
Sure. Yep.
If he can't pull off what's necessary for whatever reason, financial, how he really wants to complete the build of the club, inability to consummate these deals, all of the above, then
he has to make it sound like a plan.
Yeah. I mean, 100% of the time, the person in that chair post-draft, Sabres, Bills, anybody, is going to tell you why he likes what he's got. And he might 100% believe in that, or he might 40% believe. I don't know. If he can, if there is this trade that you want, this signing that you want, then I'm with you, where they replace, as it were, Paterka's offense. He'll have a press conference then, too. They should have a parade if that happens, at least a press conference, and he'll say exactly what Nate wants to hear. You know, offense, mm-hmm. Right? We're back.
It's going to help our power play.
Right. Like, yeah. We're back. So I don't know. I don't know the answer, really, with Adams. Like, you could convince me that he's down with this, that all of it, right? That it's time to shake up the, you know, Shake up the makeup. I'll just say that. You're going to like that, right? Yeah. You like that. Shake up the makeup and, you know, come a little bit back offensively, take a step forward defensively. Maybe, you know, let's try that. That part of the shame of the losing is that, like, for me as a fan, hockey or football, I'm always here for offense. It's not just because it's more fun. It has nothing to do with it. It's more fun. It's just like always a little bit to a lot disrespected. You know, it's talent. It's not effort. We love effort. We love work ethic. We love team camaraderie. We love, you know, toughness. We love all these intangibles, none of which are actually scoring goals. And you have a team, you've had a team here that has really done well to score goals, but hasn't gone anywhere. And now they want to look more like the Panthers, right? Without Tkachuk and so on. Park they want to look and, yeah, look more right. like a team that, you know, you might not like playing against. And I'm going to roll my eyes for the next few months every time it comes up, because Florida's nothing without elite offensive players who can make the rest of it be worth enough. I mean, you have to have that. And the Sabres have had it. This was the Bills for so many years, you know, culminating in, well, actually culminating in Sean McDermott, but, you know, Rex Ryan very much was this, right? Just like I always said, I think Rex sees passing as effeminate. Like, that's not real football. And like, oh my God, the only great teams I've ever seen wearing Bills uniforms were amazing on offense, and we're still going to try to, you know, condescend and talk about all the other stuff that you talk about when you don't have elite offense. But as you rightly pointed out earlier, you still do, in hockey, you still do talk about the other intangibles.
Now, more than ever now, because of Florida and Dallas, and even Edmonton learned how to, part of the reason Edmonton got to beat Dallas is they figured out how to play that way. And it isn't just, you know, beating people to a pulp physically, but it's being hard to play against and defending and all the stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, that's, you're a cup contender. You got to have that now. And it's really the Florida effect here. But Tampa sneakily, when they were great, was kind of similar. And it got outshined by, you know, the high end guys, but the foot soldier guys on that team were the same as Florida.
Why was their reputation different?
Stamkos and Kucherov and Hedman, high picks and like big flash. They, you know, flash, but the depth guys mattered a lot there.
Hart Trophy winners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trophy winners. Florida, not quite on the same level. All right. Thank you, Nate and Garrett. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.